did ancient rituals really come together to spark change in today's world?
Okay, so this manifesto dives right into that. It talks about how we can actually use technology to reclaim our minds.
Reclaim our minds from whom, exactly?
Well, from the cultural engineers, as McKenna puts it. I mean, it's about not letting, media manipulate us with fear and scarcity.
So how do these media shamans propose we do this?
They're all about mixing art, ritual, and tech to spread what they call the frequency of truth, kind of like advancing community bonds and mental wellness,
So it's about using both high-tech and more traditional methods?
Exactly. It's about decoding reality, updating our worldview, and disrupting control through, art, literature, and powerful ideas.
It sounds like they're advocating for some serious inner exploration, too.
Definitely. They're mapping these invisible landscapes of imagination, helping us design new realities and spiritual paths.
And what's the ultimate goal of this, media shamanism?
It's about empowering people, creating a self-educating citizenry that uses technology for spiritual growth and reconnects with the cosmos. Pretty cool, huh?
Empowering stuff to think about in our digital age. Can you believe how much power we hold just in our pockets these days? It's kind of mind-blowing.
Okay, McKenna's thoughts are on my mind. He talks about how no generation has ever had so much potential to connect and share ideas. It's a miracle, really.
Right, but all that power comes with some responsibility. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The piece mentions how easily we can be manipulated. We're being exploited by algorithms that know us better than we know ourselves.
So how do we reclaim that power?
Well, the manifesto talks about the media shaman. This person is described as someone who uses technology and archaic methods to, hack reality.
Hack reality? What exactly does that even mean?
It's about decoding the linear, sort of controlled world, The media shaman uses art, ritual, technologies that alter consciousness, all in the name of spreading what they called the frequency of truth.
Okay, so what's the endgame here?
Ultimately, the media shaman wants to counteract the fear-mongering and the scarcity mindset created by news outlets and advertising.
That's a tall order, for sure.
Yeah, but it also suggests that we can use these tools to build tribal bonds, promote mental well-being. It's about connecting with, the earth and the cosmos.
So how does one become a media shaman, exactly?
Well, the manifesto describes them as artists, hackers, musicians, healers. Anyone who's using media to shift consciousness and challenge the status quo can be one. They're the blueprint for a self-educating citizenry.
That's quite a vision for using tech.
It is. It is all about reclaiming control and, transforming the spectacle into something meaningful. Into something of an oracle, really.
Sounds like a pretty powerful call to action. Maybe we all need to embrace our inner media shaman.
For God's sake, Europe, wake up, wake up. 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 For God's sake, Europe, wake up, wake up.
I'll Out.